Nobody does it better. Nobody updates the list more often than 84 WHAS. Depend on it.
The Color Radar forecast from staff meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, a low near 28. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy and colder with a high around 43. Tomorrow night, mostly fair, a low around 26. And on Wednesday, sunny and mild with a high near 50. At 10:06, we have cloudy skies and 43 degrees at your official weather station. News on the hour every hour, bulletins at once. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS.
Next year.
Hello again, everybody. This is Milton Metz at 6 minutes after 10. Reluctantly, we bid adieu to our two charming guest actors, Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers. But we also have some interesting guests for you for this next 2 hours. You know, it's our custom on this program to put the spotlight on a lot of different institutions, government, business, and so forth, and we think we're not above it. And so every once in a while, our own radio station executives make an appearance on this program. They are ready to spread light, but they'll take some heat and answer your questions about radio in general and 84 WHAS radio specifically. So we're going to have for the next 2 hours a good time for you to talk to the people who make the managerial decisions here at 84 WHAS. We have Bob Shear, who's vice president and general manager, Skip Essick, who is program director, and Brian Ruvlin, who is news director. All of them are veterans, all of them have experience, and all have been associated with award-winning radio stations, these and others as well. And so we welcome your calls and your questions to the Messrs. Shearer, Ruvlin, and Essick at one of the following two numbers. Even if you don't know them, in other words, if you live many states away, you might be interested in how a pioneer radio station operates. The station went on the air in 1922 at that time. There were just a handful of other radio stations, so we're very proud of our heritage being one of the pioneer radio stations of America. If you're a local caller and like to talk to the station executives, the number is 571-8484. Long distance, it's 1-800-444-8484. Hello, Larry.
Mr. Mitch, gentlemen,
yes.
I was noticing that Clear Channel Communications have purchased the Kentucky Network, and I was wondering what that was going to do to their sports call show in this area. Do you people have any plans to have them on the air anywhere in the area? It is the best sports show program locally produced.
This is Bob Shear. Let me answer that. I think what you see, what you hear now from the Kentucky Network will stay the same at least for a while, several months, I'm sure. And, yes, I believe that the network will have their sports show on in this area, probably on another station at this time.
Do you know when that will occur?
No, but I was in a conversation with some of the management staff at the Kentucky Network today, and they talk like it would probably be within the next couple of weeks.
Are you people pretty much keeping a hands-off attitude at this time, or taking a day-to-day control?
Well, actually, way I plan on running the Kentucky Network will be as a separate entity, the same way we treat WHAS, and also we have WAMZ radio. So we're going to rely on the management staff that's already in place at the Kentucky Network to continue to run that as a network itself. And I would say eventually WHAS and the Kentucky Network, somewhere down the line, and maybe a couple years off, will probably merge into the same building.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's go now to Mount Holly, North Carolina. Hello, Ron.
Well, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all the way from Mount Holly to Charlotte area, North Carolina. I'd like to find out, I'm turning this down over here, this radio. See there, you don't even have to tell me, turn my radio down. You like that message?
That's very good, Ron. Keep up the good work.
These program directors and folks like that do. Let me ask you this, guys. First, I want to compliment, man. I just hope y'all do keep up the Joe Donovan oldies at night and him doing the little spotlights and stuff. I mean, that's still going to keep going on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we plan on keeping that program around for a long, long time.
Yeah, because WBT in Charlotte, you ever heard of them?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure, speaking of stations that started in 1922, huh? I didn't know that WHAS, is that what y'all said a while ago? HAS came on in 22?
That's correct.
See, they're 70 years of serving us. B, BT was doing that back in the mid-80s, and they didn't do it but about 2 or 3 years, and they went to networks like Larry King, and I know y'all carried that too, but thank God y'all kept old Joe Donovan on there and playing the stuff that we grew up with. And,
well,
and here you have for about 8 years or so, and still just saying that it's going to stay on, huh?
Well, as long as there's audience support and good listenership to any program, it's certainly in our best interest to keep that program on the air.
Thank you.
Okay, let me ask. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to real quickly, because I really want to know about this, and I just want to compliment you on Joe Donovan and hope y'all keep it on. But there's a program called the Radio Mystery Theater from CBS that y'all ran a long time, along with many other stations.
Sure.
Were you guys there then?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
And what I found out is Chicago and New York in 1988 and 89, they had started running it again. It's produced by Hyman Brown. And, you know, like some CBS Radio Mystery Theater reruns. There was a program that ran from 1974 to about 83. And I didn't hear it rerun on HAS, and it really was a marvelously done program narrated by E.G. Marshall. Would y'all think about getting that, maybe at least to run on some weekend nights or something? At least, is it possible that y'all could run the Radio Mystery Theater reruns again, some of them at least?
I would say at this time probably not,
because
it's just difficult for program clearance sake to get a program like that on the air due to other commitments that we already have. I agree with you. It was a very well-produced show, and it's too bad that CBS could not continue to produce those programs. But in a conversation that I had with High Brown back when the program was going to be going into syndication, it was just too expensive for them to continue to produce.
Y'all were aware that it was in 1988 was when I noticed it. Y'all were aware that it went back into reruns? Is that what
it was? Yeah, it was in reruns, but there were no new programs being produced.
Thank you, Ron.
But those were so great that it's just...
You're quite right. The quality was terrific. It's just different times.
Yeah, blind people and people like that, there are other people that are innovative and they don't sit in front of the TV all the time. It gave them an alternative, and I wish you would really think about it and think about it seriously enough that... get the thing on there again.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you, Ron. Hello, Kathy. This is Metz.
Oh, yes. I listen to the radio quite a few hours a week when I'm at work. And I heard the Sports Talk show one night, maybe a couple weeks ago, and you had Roger Maravito on.
Right.
Do you have any more plans to bring him back?
How did you like the show?
Well, it was a nice change. I mean, it was...
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay?
Okay.
Answer is yes. You liked his work. He had a nice peppery style, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, man.
As much as I listen to the radio.
Right on. Well, you give us a chance.
Let me just say that Roger is a newsman here at 84WHAS.
Well, I've heard him late at night.
Right. And has indicated an interest in doing a program filling in on our sports talk show. And we just happened to have that opportunity on that particular night. Normally, when Van is gone, we'll either have Sid Jenkins or Paul Willman fill in on the program.
Thank you, Ken.
We received some pretty good response on Roger.
Yeah, well, Van has a nice, smooth style,
right.
That's
sure.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. 571-8484. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Metz. How are you, sir?
Good.
Your show is one, of course, that is just, you know, beyond any kind of description. It's so good. It just transcends radio, I think, for all the time.
How nice of you. Thank
I enjoy the station very much. The Sunday morning talk show, however, I have a great deal of problem with. I love the idea. I mean, it's a real nice opportunity to read the paper, hear an exchange of ideas, but I don't find you hear an exchange of ideas anymore. I have some trouble with Doug McKelvin. I think he sometimes forgets that the backbone of your station isn't necessarily located on Bardstown Road or Frankfort Avenue, and he's very condescending to a great many callers. He oftentimes... is very insulting, I think, in a backhanded way to people. Well, perhaps people don't know the right or the wrong of an issue, but they have the right to say what it is without being insulted. And if they are ignorant to an issue, I don't like the way he keeps them on. It's almost as if he gets some sort of satisfaction out of displaying their ignorance. And I have a great deal of problem with him. He's very smug. Very condescending, and I just don't enjoy the show anymore, and it's a shame because I really like the idea of it. And I just think, like I said, you know, the backbone of your audience is not necessarily located in the Highlands or that type of area. And, you know, I don't think it's a give and take anymore. I just think it's a forum for Doug to prove how smug and pseudo-intellectual he can be.
I disagree with you. I think that the what we're dealing with is certain callers which have gotten through on the program that have engaged it's like a bunch of people throwing spears, really. And I think what you're hearing is those callers making some attacks on Doug, and of course, Doug trying to defend himself on the air coming back. And I think that's where what you're hearing. What we're trying to do now, we've talked about it, and we're really trying to do a better job of keeping those callers from getting on the air.
Yeah, that's what it would, you know, would take, because you just don't care to hear, well, if it's him defending himself, or, you know, like I said, sometimes, like I said, the spear throwers, they're ignorant. And that's a broad generalization, but again, you don't need to hear that type of thing back and forth. You'd rather hear the issues discussed as opposed to almost becoming like a some sort of cat fight.
Right. I wish that you would have listened to the show yesterday, because I think we had a good example of how the show should be done, and it was quite good. And everybody that got on the program had an opportunity to express their opinion, and we were able to keep the callers that have given us some problems off the air.
Okay. Well, can I make one more thing?
Sure.
Say one more thing, please?
Yeah.
I don't care what it costs to keep Miners in town. Keep I mean, that is just, you know, he is so, you talk about what a genius he is. I'm from the New York area, and I moved down here, and I grew up on, you know, Don Imus, and I grew up on, not necessarily grew up, but listened to Howard Stern and so forth.
Well, he's much kinder than those.
Well, what I was going to say is that he is better, because I find him to be funnier and more topical without lowering himself into, you know, it's a comparison of Alan King to an Eddie Murphy.
Thanks very much, Terry.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Hello, Barbara. Metz here.
Yes, I would like to make a couple of points. One, I turn on your station a few minutes before 6 in the morning and listen to Fred Wishy. He's great. I listen to Wall Street Report as many times as you carry it during the day.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it's very important, and I really enjoy Wall Street Report. But what I will say is I have never seen such horrible music, so-called, as you all play the rest of the day. Bongo, bongo kind of stuff. And I switch immediately to Wave, which at least has decent music. So that's my opinion of WHAS so-called music. It's disgraceful.
Okay, ma'am, we appreciate that. We'll go through and eliminate all the bongos.
Thank
well,
you.
That would be very nice.
Thank you, Barbara. Lebanon, hello, George.
Hello, how are you?
All right, welcome, sir.
I'm calling. We're from Marion County. We're in a local farming community. And what our request is, the farm market from Bourbon Stockyards has been removed from your station on the noon report. We really need that farm report back on in that spot where it was at before. It was on from, you had the local news, and then you had the farm report, and then you went to Paul Harvey. And that benefits so many here in Marion County to let us hear what's going on from Bourbon Stockyards about selling cattle.
Here's your
well, this was a decision. This is Brian Rublin, and I'm not going to claim all the credit for this. This was a decision that a lot of us made here at the station, including Fred Wishy, that really wasn't that necessary, because the numbers that we were giving weren't brand new. They were old, and that I think is the main reason. Plus, grew a little more difficult for Fred to do that program or that segment, and it was just that was the determination that we made, because the numbers we were giving weren't really current. We decided that we could do without. Now we do agriculture things later in the afternoon as we get the numbers in, but that's why we decided not to do it at noon.
Thank you, George. Good luck. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
You're on the air, sir.
Okay. I want to direct a beat. I don't know who would go to, Skip Essex.
Yes, well, we're all listening. Speak up and we'll do it.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
I don't listen to nothing but WHAS. I'm a shut-in. But I think it's silly in the morning show for three people to give the weather forecast when you've got the best meteorologist in this area doing it. One time, Brian Rubin will be giving the news and he'll say, the temperature's going to be 32 and cloudy. Ken will give you the forecast directly. Then Wayne Perky will come on. He'll say, I'll give you the weather forecast. And then about 3 or 4 minutes later, they bring Ken Schultz back on and give the weather. I just think that's kind of silly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't think I've given the weather forecast. The only time I'll do the weather forecast in the morning is if Ken doesn't make it to the studio for some reason from the weather lab, which is in the newsroom. And once every couple of months something happens and he looks at the clock wrong or something and he might not make it. And that's when I'll give it. Ken can't be up there all the time. And I think that's why you hear Wayne do it. Now, we used to do what we call teases, where we'll say, we're looking for a high temperature today of 32 degrees. Ken will have his complete forecast at the end of the news. But we've even gotten away from doing that in the news, and we don't do that in the morning anymore.
Well, Paul Harvey's on. He goes off. Wayne Perkins, give me the complete weather forecast.
Well, I think that's because Ken isn't, Ken can't be there all the time.
We'll make a note of it, Ray. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Righto. It's 22 and a half minutes after 10 with Program Director Skip Essex, News Director Brian Rublin, and General Manager Bob Shearer. We're talking about radio in general, and we're talking about specifically about 84 WHAS. And we welcome your calls. Remember, there's basketball tomorrow night as the Cards take on Virginia Tech. Van Vance and Jock Sutherland are on the road with Louisville. Pre-game is at 6:50 with tip-off at 7:30. That makes my program on late tomorrow night. We'll start at right after the game at about 10:15. So stay with us for the sports, the basketball, and Mets here on 84 WHAS.
Presents the Great Discovery Sweepstakes to London. American Airlines and American Eagle are proud to be participating sponsors of the Great Discovery Sweepstakes. American Airlines and American Eagle, something special in Louisville, serving over 250 destinations worldwide. Pick up your official passport entry at Anson Gas Grill in the Eastgate Shopping Center or at any Kroger Floral Center. And listen for complete details on how to win on your Great Discovery Station, 84 WHAS.
Meteorologist Chuck Taylor's weather for January 27th calls for a low tonight near 28. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy and cooler, highs around 43. Tomorrow night lows around 26. Wednesday, sunny and mild with highs on Wednesday near 50. Our last report from the Weather Bureau showed cloudy skies, 43 degrees.